USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has breached 11. 10 of those fatalities were registered in the Seattle, Washington area, one in California. President Trump last night was talking about the global death rate from the virus, which experts have pegged at 3.4%, but the president doesn't agree with that, saying a lot of people get the virus but never get counted.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people, so you can't put them down in the category of the overall population.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Millions of people in Florida and Georgia could see severe thunderstorms today with damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Heavy rain is already pouring on parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Fewer Americans filing for unemployment benefits. According to the Labor Department, around 216,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, a decrease of 3,000 from the previous week. The largest increases were in Massachusetts and Illinois. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court John Roberts and President Trump have both condemned the remarks, and now Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices would pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Schumer is referring to Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Chief Justice Roberts calling Schumer's remarks not only inappropriate but also dangerous. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of America's most loved TV game show hosts updates us on his health. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's been a year since Jeopardy's Alex Trebek told the world he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He checks in with all of his millions of fans, updating us on his fight against the disease.
The one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker. Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not-so-good days. I joked with friends that the cancer won't kill me, the chemo treatments will. There were moments of great pain, days when certain bodily functions no longer functioned, and sudden, massive attacks of great depression that made me wonder if it really was worth fighting on. But I brushed that aside quickly.
And the South by Southwest Music, Film, and Tech Festival is going on as scheduled, despite some concerns it might be canceled because of the coronavirus. The 10-day event will run from the 13th of this month through the 22nd in Austin, Texas. The festival drew over 400,000 people from over 100 countries last year. Organizers say they're monitoring the outbreak, and Austin city officials say they can halt the festival if it seems to be a health risk. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.